Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:12, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Both of us have agreed it's been quite a day. You got a chance to give away FSU football tickets to the Alabama game.
Congrats again to Don.
Yeah, and you know, we're going to do it all again tomorrow, so you need to be aware of the process to get on these tickets. You need to go to News Radio Pensacola. That's our app. Again, News Radio Pensacola. And I slow that down and repeat it for you because it's very critical that you spell everything correctly for the app. And then the page will pop up once you access the app.
Every weekday between 5 a.m. and 5 p.m.
5 p.m. There you go. And you fill it out and you're entered.
And if you do this, say, tomorrow, you will need to listen to us right here at 5:15 because that is when we announce the winners.
Just ask Don Brewster how easy it is.
Yes. It was very easy. Got back to me very quick because I emailed him, got the rest of his info. Thank you so much, Don. If you're still listening, I appreciate your compliance on that.
Don Brewster's going to the FSU-Bama game. Lucky guy.
He is lucky. That should
we're
be
both
one.
Saying, gosh.
That, well, just knowing lucky the price guy. Of those tickets, man, good for him.
All right, let's go ahead and do the three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Okay, the Florida Department of Transportation is demanding the city of Pensacola remove the Black Lives Matter mural on North A Street within 2 weeks. The city also risks losing state transportation funding for failing to comply. The FDOT directive requires the removal of any street art with social, political, or ideological messaging by September 4th. Now, if the city does not comply, the mural will be removed by the state. And I think at this point, we're hearing from City Hall that that's what the city wants FDOT to do, is let them do the work.
And the city foots the bill.
And no, FDOT foots the bill.
That's really?
That's where I'm hearing from City Hall and, of course, Mayor Reeves. But I think that's what they want, FDOT, to take control of the process.
Huh, okay.
Number two.
And around half of the 4.7 million Floridians who receive health insurance through the Affordable Care Act marketplace could lose coverage if enhanced premium tax credits expire. Businesses and advocacy groups are urging Congress to extend the credits, citing potential negative economic impacts. If the credits expire, some private insurance increases could run as high as 75%.
Number three.
Okay, if you're a boater and you're thinking about going out into the Gulf of America tomorrow, you need to steer clear of an area off the Fort Walton Beach coastline this week as Eglin is conducting those tests again. Testing got underway today. We're testing scheduled again tomorrow and Thursday, 11 to 4. I believe that's the range here in terms of being out there. All boats are required to stay clear of the active hazard area, which is approximately 30 nautical miles south of Fort Walton Beach or about 70 nautical miles south of Apalachicola. It is 6:15. Kind of running around here. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Very happy to report that the roads are looking beautiful. It was a pretty hectic first hour and a half or so on our programming this afternoon. But if you're dealing with any problems right now, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for long. Once again, roads looking pretty good. As for your weather, 88 degrees, low of 71. It was sunny, mostly clear today. That's what it was yesterday. That's what it's going to be Wednesday and Thursday as well. Temperatures looking around the same also. We are going to see those temps drop to around 84, 85 as we get into Friday and into your weekend. And that's because we got some rainfall chances coming in that I personally embrace.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Santa Rosa commissioners heard from leadership at Hurlburt Field on Monday. Commander Colonel Patrick Dierig gave the commissioners a state of the base report where he said one big issue affecting the base is that darn traffic congestion on Highway 98. Here's the commander.
For Hurlburt Field, where our alert mission is measured in hours, we have had some cases where if something bad would have happened in the world during a particular event, I would have called General Conley and said, sir, the mission has failed because of a traffic jam. And I never want to call General Conley and say, sir, we couldn't go eliminate the target, or we couldn't save the good person, or we couldn't launch on time because of the traffic jam on Highway 98.
Well, Derek says another big concern is the lack of child care available in the community.
We have two child development centers. They're essentially daycare centers on base. We have about a 6-month wait for infants. We prioritize dual mill-to-mill couples or folks who are deployed, some of our junior enlisted first. We have a high priority list, but at the end of the day, if you have a child at Hurlburt Field, you may wait up to 6 months to get child care on base.
Well, Derek says ongoing efforts to widen Highway 98 and build a new access road to the base should help alleviate some of those traffic issues, and boy, there's a lot of them.
And Santa Rosa County opening its first military and veterans resource center this fall. They're calling it the Mission Next Center, and officials say it is the culmination of federal, state, county, and private partners. Veterans, service members, and dependents will be able to walk in, talk with a real person, and walk out with a plan to move forward. An estimated 30,000 veteran service members and dependents live in Santa Rosa County.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, Governor DeSantis is open to another debate with California Governor Gavin Newsom. DeSantis was on the Sean Hannity show, seen on Fox News Monday night. Hannity asked DeSantis if he'd be up for another one. DeSantis said it'd be fun, but he doubts Newsom would be interested.
All right. And Rick Scott says our nation's capital is safe once again. Senator Scott wrote that in an X post yesterday. He was responding to Attorney General Pam Bondi's announcement that law enforcement officers have made over 1,000 arrests and seized over 100 illegal guns since the National Guard was deployed in the city.
Well, Ashley Moody wants to make sure we never forget those who stood strong on behalf of this nation's freedom. Senator Moody was in Lake County Monday to honor over 100 Vietnam vets. She attended a pinning ceremony, happened at Lady Lake at the largest American Legion post in the world, Post 347.
And counselors are available after a tragic incident near a West Palm Beach school. A person was shot and killed near Back Middle School earlier today. The incident happened on Hayden Avenue, prompting a temporary lockdown at the school. The principal confirmed that all students and staff were safe. Support is offered for those affected by the incident. There was no word on any arrests as of earlier this afternoon.
Okay, Donald Landry, former chairman of the Department of Medicine at Columbia University, was approved Monday to serve as interim president at the University of Florida. Landry, whose term is set to begin September 1st, must be confirmed by the State University Systems Board of Governors next month. Still not clear how long University of Florida will take in conducting a presidential search. And I say that because we went through that whole process with UWF.
Right.
And getting Manny Diaz Jr. in. And now we're going and looking for a full-time. They're going through the process again.
And a person reportedly rammed a car through a gate at an ICE office in the Miami area. WTVJ reports a customs officer requested emergency assistance during the incident. Not known if anyone was hurt or if there was a suspect in custody. That as of earlier this afternoon. Helicopter images, though, show cops surrounding an area of the gate. So that was a very questionable situation there. Just about 6:20. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Sportsman's Night Out is back, and it's bigger than ever. This year, it's a new date and more giveaways than ever before. You could win a brand new camper, a four-wheeler, a side-by-side, hunting trips, fishing gear, and even a brand new car. It all goes down September 11th at the Pensacola Bay Center. Tickets? Just $10. But don't wait. They will sell out. Grab yours now at sportsmansnightout.com. Sportsman's Night Out, September 11th. Presented by Carpenter's Campers, Parrish Tractor, Penton's Auto Trim, Sandy Sansing Automotive, and Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Pensacola Hardware is much more than a hardware store. In houseware and giftware, you'll find luxury candles and detergents, along with the finest cutlery, cookware, and the ever-popular woodware. We have the best selection of grills and grilling accessories for your home and backyard. Oh, and don't miss our great selection of birdhouses, feeders, and garden accessories. Shop local and make Pensacola Hardware your first choice in making your house a home. Come see us, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown Pensacola, where customer parking is always free.
One time he forgot to fuel up the boat. And it wouldn't be the first time he left his tackle box behind. On one trip he even headed out without his lucky hat. and seems he almost always forgets to wear his sunscreen. But he never forgets to wear the one thing that could save his life. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida.
Visit myfwc.com for more information.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
You hear that? That's Mike sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. That's because Mike was smart this time. He took ZzzQuil Ultra to fall asleep fast, stay asleep longer, and get the deeply restorative sleep he needs. So now he wakes up refreshed and ready to conquer Mondays.
Let's do this, Monday.
ZzzQuil Ultra. Not for colds, just for sleep. Really great sleep. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Another sleepless night. Three cups of coffee, but I can't clear my head from what went down last night.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
National stories this hour.
Okay, 6:23, News Radio 92.3. President Trump says there could be a price to pay for Russia if President Vladimir Putin doesn't meet soon with Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky. Peter Ducey has more from the White House.
There are still three Putin punishments President Trump is considering if he does not wind down the war in Ukraine fast. He could add new sanctions, he could add new tariffs, or he could do nothing and just say, this is your fight.
There might be very big consequences because this is something that has to end. This war would have never taken place, and for 4 years it didn't take place. But if I were president, this war would have never taken place.
Officials here are telling us the president's preference right now is for Putin and Zelensky to meet alone somewhere in the world without Trump there, then go home to their respective capitals before meeting back up a second time with Trump present, ideally as a peacemaker.
6:24, News Radio 92.3. Good market day today, Austin. Really was. Stocks ending up, pushing them just below recent records. Mm-hmm. Hillary Barsky's got those numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks gaining steam in the final half hour of trading and finishing higher as investors assess President Trump's bid to remove Fed Governor Lisa Cook and his fresh threat to impose digital tax-related tariffs. Investors are also bracing for NVIDIA's earnings after the closing bell on Wednesday. Expectations for its results are very high, with the company's stock up almost 34% so far this year and rising over 1% today. The Dow winners, Boeing, American Express, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow decliners, Caterpillar, Microsoft, and Salesforce. The Dow rising 136 points, the Nasdaq higher by 95, S&P 500 up 27. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, News Radio 92.3, a beautiful night for bands on the beach. Shenanigans hitting the stage in about 35 minutes right now. So. It'll be nice, and you have a great weather forecast and actually a pretty nice traffic forecast as well.
Absolutely, I do. Yes, if you're dealing with any backups on the roads here, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for long. Roads have been looking good for around the last 25, 30 minutes or so. As for your weather, we're sitting at around 88 degrees, low of 71. It was a sunny, mostly clear day. That's how it's expected to be Wednesday and Thursday, with temperatures being similar to today's as well. Once Friday rolls around and we head into your weekend, we are going to see some temperature drops even more. Highs sitting in only in the mid-80s, but that's only because some rainfall chances are coming in.
Okay, dust storms in Nevada, wildfires in California's wild wine country. Just exploding this afternoon, sparking hundreds of evacuations. Boy, these people are in for a ride. Christian Goodwin has more from Los Angeles.
More than 2,000 firefighters from across California are battling the Picket Fire in Napa County in steep, challenging terrain. The flames igniting Thursday amid a heat wave growing more than 1,000 acres in 24 hours, ripping through more than 6,800 acres with 13% containment.
The fire is working its way out of the higher elevation, out of the hills, basically down into the flats near some of the vineyards.
CAL FIRE Public Information Officer Captain Robert Foxworthy speaking with Fox's KTVU News in the Bay Area. The Bay Area Air Quality Management District issuing an air quality advisory, noting smoke may cause unhealthy air in parts of Napa, Sonoma, and Solano counties through today. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And President Trump says any murders in Washington, D.C. should warrant the death penalty. While touting the National Guard intervention in D.C., Trump said if anybody murders someone in the nation's capital, they should get capital punishment. He then called it a very strong preventative measure. I would say so. Trump made the comments during his seventh cabinet meeting of his second term.
Okay, about 2 weeks into the federal police takeover in Washington, D.C., the Trump administration is considering implementing similar measures in Chicago to further its crime crackdown. Mike Tobin is in the Windy City in Chicago. Has the latest for us on News Radio 92.3.
I've been speaking with the public affairs directors for the Illinois National Guard, and they still haven't been contacted. All of this remains at the political echelon, and while it's at the political echelon, it's getting very personal with the president and Illinois' governor. Now, Chicago's Mayor Brandon Johnson wants to argue that violent crime is down in Chicago, and he is right. Murder, shootings, vehicle theft, all down around 30%. But down from a dramatic high. The homicide rate in Chicago is still triple to the rate in Los Angeles, quadruple New York. Now, there are organizations like Chicago Flips Red, with women who live in the rough parts of town, who say they welcome any force that could deliver peace to the streets that have been troubled for such a long time.
And Federal Reserve Board Governor Lisa Cook challenging the president's attempt to fire her. According to an attorney for Cook, Trump has no authority to remove her, and the firing lacks any factual or legal basis. Cook's removal follows a Justice Department criminal investigation into the board governor after she was accused of making false statements on home mortgage applications.
Listen, we just did a story on how dangerous Illinois is today. Well, Illinois, by the way, is the only state in the country to eliminate cash bail. And supporters say it'll stay that way despite President Trump's executive order banning no cash bail policies. Jeff Manasso has more. We're going back to Chicago.
Illinois' no-cash bail policy is backed by a law signed by Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker 2 years ago.
We moved from a system based off of how much money someone has in their pocket to one that's based off of risk.
State Senator Robert Peters reiterating the Democrats' stance on zero-cash bail that Republicans, including State Rep. Patrick Sheehan, who's also a Plainfield police officer, contends, puts victims at risk.
It's just so disheartening as a police officer to arrest someone for a crime only to see them out a few hours later.
The president doesn't have the authority to change Illinois law, but he can, as he's threatened to, revoke some of Illinois' federal funding. In Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And a New Mexico man is recovering after being discharged from the hospital with the plague. According to the New Mexico Department of Health, a 43-year-old man from Valencia County was hospitalized with a condition marking the state's first human case this year. Health officials believe the patient may have been exposed while camping in Rio Arriba County, but additional details have not been provided at this time. The CDC says that the plague is treatable with commonly available antibiotics, and the chances of full recovery are higher if a patient seeks medical care early.
Hey, here's something to think about. There's no tropical storms in the Gulf, so don't worry about this.
Yay.
But in order to prepare to face potential storms this hurricane season, don't forget to make sure your records are protected and accessible in a waterproof container. Do that this season, all right? Coming up in 5 minutes, we'll talk some sports. You betcha. On News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump announces a policy change on crime and punishment for the nation's capital. Fox's Jared Halpern reports.
President Trump says the Justice Department will seek the death penalty in all murder cases in Washington, D.C.
Anybody murders something in the Capitol, capital punishment, capital punishment.
The president says the death penalty will serve as a strong deterrent.
The president made the announcement during a cabinet meeting where he spoke about the federal takeover of D.C.'s police force and possibly expanding the idea to other cities. The old man is making a comeback. Less than a week after announcing they were changing its logo, Cracker Barrel has announced they're bringing back the man in the rocking chair after widespread outrage on social media. President Trump earlier today posted on Truth Social that Cracker Barrel should bring back the old logo. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Elb with the Sports Minute. The Browns have traded Kenny Pickett to the Raiders, so as we enter this season, Cleveland will have Joe Flacco, Dylan Gabriel, and Jadeur Sanders on the roster. And I guess if Deshaun Watson ever becomes healthy, he could maybe get one last shot, too. As for now, I think the Browns will start three quarterbacks at some point this season. Joe Flacco will keep the job up until Week 7 when Dylan takes the baton up against the Dolphins, and then he'll keep that job until Shador takes over on December 7th against Tennessee to quarterback the Browns for the rest of the regular season. I'm Zach Elb.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of select Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil in-store or online.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
What's everyone worried about right now? Costs going up. And if you're thinking of starting a business, that's even scarier. That's one of the many reasons why becoming a Janie King Gulf Coast franchisee is a great idea. Offices and businesses are always going to need to be cleaned. Janie King has built a proven system that gives you the tools to take control of your future confidently and with the support you need to thrive. Take control of your future today at JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the new Chief of Naval Operations and the things he said about our military future for the Navy. Pensacola gets a demand letter from FDOT to remove the Black Lives Matter street mural on A Street. And if Pensacola doesn't, FDOT will. President Trump says flag burning should catch you a year in jail, wants to rebrand the Department of Defense as the old Department of War, and outlaws releasing criminals without bond. All that plus Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. You can listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Turn you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, the Florida Department of Transportation is demanding the city of Pensacola remove the Black Lives Matter mural on North A Street within 2 weeks. The city also risks losing state transportation funding for failing to comply. The FDOT directive requires the removal of any street art with social, political, or ideological messages by September 4th. If the city does not play along, the mural will be removed by the state.
Number two.
About half of the 4.7 million Floridians who received health insurance through the Affordable Care Act marketplace could lose coverage if enhanced premium tax credits expire. Businesses and advocacy groups are urging Congress to extend the credits, citing potential negative economic impacts. Now, if the credits expire, some private insurance increases could run as high as 75% if those credits vanish.
Number three.
And boaters in the Gulf of America need to steer clear of an area off the Fort Walton Beach coast this week as Eglin conducts tests. Testing got underway today, with testing scheduled again for tomorrow and Thursday as well. All boats are required to stay clear of the active hazard area, which is approximately 30 nautical miles south of Fort Walton Beach and about 70 nautical miles south of Apalachicola.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Two cantonment residents are charged with multiple counts of child neglect. This is after an investigation into their living conditions. 24-year-old Hannah Marie Nichols, 25-year-old Matthew Daniel Glover. They were arrested, and Sheriff Chip Simmons described that scene.
We went to the house. We observed just some deplorable conditions that children are living in. I think it was described as disarray and filthy diapers, invisible urine and feces scattered on the floor.
Well, Nichols is being held on a $30,000 bond, while Glover's bond set at $18,000 with an outstanding warrant from Santa Rosa County.
And speaking of Santa Rosa County, commissioners heard from leadership at Hurlburt Field yesterday. Commander Colonel Patrick Dierig gave the commissioners a state of the base report where he said one big issue affecting the base is the traffic congestion on Highway 98. You've heard us talk about that. He says it's not just a convenience issue, it's a military readiness issue. He discussed some past incidents where traffic jams have hindered deployment capabilities and also discussed the need for affordable housing and child care for military families.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
There it is.
Got him in seconds tonight, guys. Team game is picking.
The 45-year-old, two-time U.S. Open champ, Venus Williams, has just taken the second set from the 11th seed.
The oldest player at the U.S. Open in 44 years, 45-year-old Venus Williams, delighted the crowd at Arthur Ashe Stadium at the Billie Jean King National Tennis Center Monday night. On ESPN, Venus's first Grand Slam appearance since the 2023 U.S. Open. The two-time champ at Flushing Meadows won the middle set against Karolina Muchova, but lost the match in three.
My goal is to do what I want to do. So I wanted to be here this summer. I'm so grateful for all the folks who gave me a wild card. You know, they could have said, hey, listen, you've been gone too long. You haven't won a lot of matches in the last few years.
The voice of Venus Williams, who became the oldest competitor at the U.S. Open since Renee Richards was 47 at the 1981 Open.
Another 3-2. Fly ball driven. Way back there. Left field. Take cover. Number 50. Midway of the second deck. History marches on. For the first time ever, a catcher has hit 50.
On Root Sports Northwest, the Mariners beat the Padres 9-6, got within a game and a half of the AL West leading Astros. Cal Raleigh joined Mickey Mantle as the only switch hitters in MLB history with 50 home runs in a season. Raleigh the first with at least 20 from each side of the plate. The Mariners beat the Padres. The Dodgers shut out the Reds 7-0. Los Angeles one game in front of San Diego atop the NL West. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And former USF football coach Jim Leavitt under arrest on battery and grand theft charges following an incident in St. Petersburg. Police say Leavitt grabbed a woman and refused to return her designer purse and wallet valued at around $5,000. He also pushed a man during the same incident. He led the USF Bulls for 13 seasons before being fired in 2010 over an alleged locker room assault of a student athlete. He's set to be inducted into the school's athletic Hall of Fame this fall.
New golfers expected to tee off at the Masters next year. Jared Max has more on the story. News Radio 92.3.
We will see new faces at Augusta National next spring for the Masters and in early summer at the Open Championship. The winners of six national tournaments from around the world will qualify to play these majors. Champs of the Australian Open, Hong Kong Open, Japan, South African, Spanish, and Scottish Opens will get the chance starting next year to win a famed green jacket and hoist the claret jug. Fred Ridley, chairman of the Masters at Augusta National, stated, "Today's announcement strengthens our organization's collective vision of rewarding top talent around the world who rise to the top of historic National Open Championships. We hope this formal recognition shines a bright light on these players and the events they will represent at the Masters and the Open. Automatic invites to the Masters will no longer get granted to the winners of 7 PGA Tour FedEx fall tournaments." Jared Max, Fox News.
And the schedule for the 2026 Major League Baseball season is out now. The season will get underway with the San Francisco Giants hosting the New York Yankees on March 25th in a standalone opening night matchup. Traditional opening day will see a 14-game slate on March 26th. That's the earliest in MLB history. The All-Star Game will be played July 14th in Philadelphia, and the season will end on September 27th.
Here's today's health news.
California high school girls volleyball teams have been forfeiting games against transgender athlete A.B. Hernandez. Matt Flynn has more from Los Angeles.
At least three competing volleyball teams forfeited games because the opposing teams consider competing against a biological male unfair. Now, at a heated school board meeting, Hernandez's own mother alleged the opposite school board is harming her transgender child. At this same meeting, another mother says the team that canceled their game warned it was coming. Now, President Trump is threatening to pull funding two teams that allow transgender athletes. California's law requires that transgender athletes be allowed to compete according to the gender they identify with.
And J.M. Smucker Company, which owns Hostess Products, is recalling its beloved chocolate Ding Dongs due to potential mold contamination. The affected snacks come in 2-count, 10-count, and 16-count packages with a Best Buy date between August 30th and September 3rd and have specific UPC codes. The company says, don't eat those ding-dongs because of the risk of ingesting mycotoxins. Consumers are being given two options, either throw them out or return them to the store where you bought them. You can get a full refund if you do so. They say the problem was caused by a mechanical issue in the manufacturing process at its plant in Emporia, Kansas.
Singer-songwriter Randy Travis. Still alive after his wife defied medical advice. Good, that's good for her. Way to go. Michelle Polino has those details.
Randy Travis's wife says she never believed her husband would die from his massive stroke, even though that's what the doctors were saying. In an interview with Fox News Digital, Mary Travis recalled the moment she refused to give up, despite doctors urging her to pull the plug.
That was the moment that I knew that Randy Travis was going to make it, because he squeezed my hand and a tear went down his face. And I said, he's still fighting.
Mary told doctors she wouldn't let him go. And more than a decade later, Travis is still defying the odds. Since his 2013 stroke, he has used artificial intelligence to bring his voice back to life. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And doctors in China say they transplanted a genetically modified pig lung into a brain-dead man where it functioned for 9 days. The man's body eventually started to reject the lung, unfortunately. It's believed to be the first pig lung transplant, and doctors hope it may one day be an option for people who need organs. The findings were published yesterday in the journal Nature Medicine.
6:45, News Radio 92.3. Our staff is what we call an energetic staff. They like to run. A lot of the folks around here like to run, and they're really happy about those doggone early temperatures today. I think it was like 68, 70 degrees when they were running. They said, oh, we really like this. Well, cooler temps are expected, but Austin is going to combine the two of traffic and weather together.
Yes.
On News Radio 92.3. He's going to talk about that good weather.
Well, if you're doing this running or jogging on the side of the road, hopefully there's not many cars you're going to be passing. Looks like the roads are looking pretty clear, operating rather smoothly. So if you are dealing with backups on the roads wherever you are, you shouldn't be held up for too long. As for your weather, yeah, it's 88 degrees right now. Low of 71 tonight. It was sunny, mostly clear yesterday, today, and it will be on your Wednesday and Thursday as well. We're going to see some rainfall chances come in, but while that may put a damper on the runner's situation, we'll see highs be rather forgiving, only sitting at around 84 or 85 degrees for both Friday and Saturday.
Well, it seems like that's the trend across the country, actually. Cooler temps today for a majority of the country. Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz has the latest Fox weather forecast.
Big weather story across the country continues to be the dramatic cool down from the plains to the Midwest and the Great Lakes. Temperatures are running 15 to 20 degrees below average. Highs topping off only in the 60s and 70s today from Minneapolis through Chicago and into Detroit. It's some of the coolest temperatures we've seen in months. That crisp air spreads east by tomorrow, but for today, the Northeast hangs on to some summer-like heat. From New York, Boston, and Philly, temperatures will be closer to 80 degrees. In the desert southwest, monsoonal rains are drenching Arizona, New Mexico, and parts of Nevada. Flash flooding is the main concern. Meanwhile, the south is staying steamy. 90s from Dallas to Atlanta and Texas again sees heat indices above 100 degrees. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
President Trump agreed to a 10% stake in Intel. U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick explains, he said the president made the deal because Joe Biden gave Intel $11 billion. And now President Trump says, I want to get it back.
The Biden administration gave Intel $11 billion in exchange for nothing. So Donald Trump comes in and says, whoa, why don't you give us $11 billion of your equity? At least America gets the benefit of the bargain. I mean, doesn't that make sense?
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. It's official. Apple will hold its annual iPhone-centric event on Tuesday, September 9th at the tech giant's Cupertino, California campus. That's when Apple will unveil its iPhone 17 lineup that'll include an all-new ultra-thin iPhone 17 Air. All of the new models will get updated with A19 or A19 Pro chips. Mixed news regarding manufacturing activity in the Mid-Atlantic region. The latest manufacturing activity index for August edged higher, but is still what's considered in contraction mode. In other words, activity at the region's factories is still weak, but not as weak as it had been. Both employment and new orders moved higher this month, but inflationary pressures increased as well. On Wall Street, a positive finish for equities today. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 135 points. The S&P 500 added 26, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite rose 95. But U.S. oil prices retreated. October crude skidded 2.4%. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, Starbucks making a lot of changes, but not when it comes to the pumpkin spice latte. Guess a lot of folks like that. By the way, it returned today. Jenny Casola has the story on News Radio 92.3.
Pumpkin spice latte is back in coffee shops. It is Starbucks' most popular seasonal beverage, now imitated by many other chains. The drink features cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, and allspice. There's also a pumpkin cream cold brew and iced pumpkin cream chai. Starbucks is promoting the fact that beverages are made with real pumpkins from Washington State. Starbucks CEO Brian Nichols says his goal is to bring back Starbucks customers with updated cafes, technology, and barista training. The company is also giving North American corporate employees and retail managers a 2% raise this year. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
And Apple is announcing a launch event scheduled at its campus next month. The tech giant sent invites to the media and analysts for the event, which is being held on September 9th. Analysts expect Apple to release a lineup of new phones as well as new Apple Watch models. According to the company, the tagline on the invite is awe-dropping, and Apple plans to stream the event on its website.
Okay, and WNBA All-Star will have a new sneaker coming out soon. I think we can all figure out this one real easy.
Yeah.
Jared Max has that story.
Caitlin Clark is getting her own signature Nike logo. Clark introduced Monday as Nike's newest signature athlete. Next year, she will have her own sneaker and apparel line from Nike. Caitlin Clark's signature logo has two interlocking letter C's and a smaller C also built in. Nike said the logo represents Clark's magnetic connection with fans around the globe who are drawn to her unwavering confidence, steadfast commitment, and remarkable shooting ability. Caitlin Clark stated in part, "People always talk about leaving your mark on the game, and this is another way I can do that." T-shirts, shorts, hoodies, and other apparel will be part of the Caitlin Clark signature Nike line. She joins Asia Wilson and Sabrina Ionescu as the only WNBA players with their own signature sneakers. Jared Max, Fox News.
And if you're a fan of the Auburn Tigers, which a surprising amount of people around here are, you might want to listen to this, assuming you have YouTube TV. Fox Corporation and Google-owned YouTube are engaged in a carriage dispute that could impact viewers. YouTube said it may remove channels including Fox Broadcast Network, Fox News, and Fox Sports from its TV streaming platform if it doesn't reach an agreement with Fox Corp. The renewal date is set for August 27th, and the company has emailed YouTube TV subscribers about the potential fallout. YouTube said it will provide a $10 credit to users if Fox content does go offline for an extended period, and members can also watch by signing up for Fox's streaming service, Fox One. I bring this up because later this week, I believe it's on Friday, Auburn on Fox plays Baylor.
Yeah, this is all done by design. Totally done by design. You ever notice you get the cable networks or whatever, they say, we're going to go on strike, we're going to pull you from this system, blah, blah, blah. just in time for the season to start. This is not by coincidence, folks. This is by design.
This is timing.
They know you want your product and you're going to pay for it. So this is just another example. Okay, China is getting ready to demonstrate the strength of its alliances. Lillian Wu has more on the story.
Chinese President Xi Jinping is looking to put on a show of global South solidarity at a regional security forum in Tianjin, China next week, when more than 20 world leaders are expected to gather, including Russian President Vladimir Putin and Indian President Narendra Modi, visiting China for the first time in more than 7 years and expected to meet with Xi on the sidelines of the summit. Leaders from Central Asia, the Middle East, South Asia, and Southeast Asia have also been invited to the summit, considered a diplomatic coup for the sanctions-hit Russian leader, who's also expected to attend a massive military parade in Beijing commemorating 80 years since the end of World War II. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
6:52 on the dot here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with one final check of your roads and weather for this evening, along with some pop culture notes and frivolous headlines to help you into this Tuesday night right here on News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
We have a job to do out here today.
To be a winning team, you have to work like a winning team.
My team depends on me.
And my team is 50,000 strong.
This is the Action Team. High school students and Major League Baseball players working together to train and inspire the next generation of volunteers.
I'm LaTroy Hawkins.
I'm Craig Kimbrell, and we're on the team.
The Action Team.
Our team is the Action Team. Get in on the action at actionteam.org. Are you in?
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
News Radio 92.3, little Axel and GNR action this afternoon. That will definitely get you moving. Sure will. Okay, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Luckily, very happy to report this. We are not dealing with much of anything on the roads. If you're dealing with any backups, wherever you may be, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long. And thank you for staying safe out there this evening. Please continue to do so on your way home tonight. As for your weather, 88 degrees, low of 71 tonight. It was a sunny, mostly clear day. That's how it's going to be for Wednesday and Thursday. Temperatures similar as well. Good news and bad news for Friday and Saturday. We are going to see some rainfall chances come in. Oh, boo-hoo. Luckily, the highs are going to take a bit of a hit as a result. Friday and Saturday's highs only sitting at around 85 degrees for both days.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right. Major Hollywood star joins the lead cast of Yellowstone. Michelle Polino has a story on this.
Annette Bening is heading to the Yellowstone universe. The Oscar-nominated star joins Paramount Plus's upcoming spinoff, The Dutton Ranch, alongside Kelly Riley as Beth, Cole Hauser as Rip, and Finn Little as Carter. Bening will play Beulah Jackson, a powerful and cunning Texas rancher who becomes a major force in their story. The series picks up with Beth and Rip on their 7,000 acres, fighting to survive, protect their land, and raise Carter into the man he's meant to be. The show is set in the same present-day timeline as the original Yellowstone, making it the closest spinoff yet to the flagship series. Other Yellowstone spinoffs on the way include The Madison, starring Michelle Pfeiffer, Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And a WWE champion is facing backlash from Ozzy Osbourne's daughter over comments she made during a show. Kelly Osbourne took issue with Women's Intercontinental Champion Becky Lynch bringing up her father during Monday's episode of Raw in Birmingham, England. Lynch said the only good thing to come from Birmingham died a month ago, and she would die too if she lived there. In an Instagram story post, Kelly called Lynch a dirtbag and added, "Shame on the WWE for allowing such things to be said about my father and his home." It's not yet clear if Kelly's response is genuine or part of a storyline. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think so. Because Kelly's always been more of a fiery person. And, man, when you saw how wrecked the family was at the memorial service and all that, especially Sharon, I don't think Kelly would be feeding into something like this. I think Becky Lynch just made a joke and it was a bad one. Kelly didn't appreciate it.
Okay, more Americans wanting to move out of the U.S. are now saying, "Oh, Canada. Oh, Canada." Tom Rigotti has me.
Canada's Immigration and Refugee Board has released data highlighting a spike in Americans moving north of the border. The data found that more Americans applied for refugee status in Canada in the first half of this year than in all of 2024, 245 to 204. While the data does not specify the reasons Americans are seeking refugee status, many reports suggest they want to get away from life under President Trump. Leading up to the 2024 election, various celebrities publicized their plans to move if President Trump was reelected. Sharon Stone, Cher, and Barbara Streisand all threatened to relocate. So far, they haven't. But Rosie O'Donnell did to Ireland. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
6:58. News Radio 92.3, a Gilmore Girls documentary is in the works.
Gilmore Girls turns 25 this October, and a new documentary is on the way to celebrate the anniversary. Searching for Stars Hollow is in the works from Ink on Paper Studios, promising never-before-seen interviews and behind-the-scenes stories from the cast and crew. Kelly Bishop, Jared Padalecki, and Chad Michael Murray are among the stars participating. The series was created by Amy Sherman-Palladino. It aired from 2000 to 2007 and followed single mom Lorelai Gilmore, played by Lauren Graham, and her daughter Rory, played by Alexis Bledel, in the quirky town of Stars Hollow. Melissa McCarthy also starred. A release date hasn't been announced, but fans can follow Searching for Stars Hollow Kickstarter page for updates. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And more performers are being announced for this year's MTV VMAs. Tate McRae, Doja Cat, Jelly Roll, Post Malone, and Conan Gray have all been added to the lineup. They join previously announced artists like Sabrina Carpenter, Ricky Martin, and Busta Rhymes. Lady Gaga is the most nominated artist this year, followed by Bruno Mars and Kendrick Lamar. The MTV VMAs will be held September 7th in New York.
The summer concert series, Bands on the Beach, underway just about now. The shenanigans on the Casino Beach Pavilion stage. They started at 7. Bring your beach chair and blankets. Leave the pets and glass at home. You still have time to get out there. That does it for Chris Bryan, Austin Price. This is News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.